Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. The next thing that I would say is if you are part of a co-op, find out how you can best serve in that co-op. Yes. You know, it's how the body of Christ works together. Mm-hmm. And so often we see in Christian circles, whether it's the church or Christian co-ops or, you know, any kind of ministry where it's always the same people doing all of the work and other people who just want to take. Don't be that person. Don't be the taker. Be the giver. Be the person who just says, where and how can I serve?
Yes. You know, like, don't make suggestions like you should do this. Say, how can I do this? Because you have to remember these co-op leaders, I mean, I was one forever. I didn't get paid 5 cents. And most of them don't. The money that you pay goes towards supplies and buildings. And But they also happen to be homeschool moms just like you. I mean, they are homeschooling their children. They are still getting dinner on the table. Yep. They are doing all of this because God has called them. And so encourage them. I mean, I cannot tell you how, honestly, I would get people like to speak up if there's something that they want to tell you you should do differently.
Yeah.
But people rarely speak up to just say, thank you so much for what you're doing. You know, so be the mom that encourages and comes alongside and says, you know, what can I do to help? I love that. That's so important.
Yes. Oh, and I love that you talk about encouraging, Abby. You know, it's one of the things with the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry that I get fueled by it is when people encourage us. As a matter of fact, this week we got a letter. I actually have it sitting here on my desk from one of our listeners. Her name is Monica and she's from New York. And so she sent me this beautiful thank you note. And look at this. It was amazing.
Oh my goodness.
And inside, I mean, she just talked about what a blessing Schoolhouse Rocked is to her and thanked me for what we do. And I was like, wow, it just the fact that she would take the time to do that is incredible. And so do that with your co-op leaders.
Yes.
Thank them. Let them know that you encourage the work and that countless hours that they put into serving you and your family. And then ask how you can serve them. And maybe even, you know, bring them a box of chocolate or something, just something to just let them know. Because people can only run on empty for so long. And so you have to fill them up with encouragement and help and all the things that they need.
And again, it's a co-op. It's a cooperative, which means one person doesn't run it. It is run by all. And the last thing I would suggest too, if you are starting one of these or thinking about one of these, get the veteran moms engaged. Like, there are so many older women that sometimes we feel like we don't want to ask them for help because we're putting them out. But you know what? It blesses them for them to come and be a part of what you guys are doing with your kids. So, you know, get people involved.
If you're thinking about joining a specific co-op in your area, before you sign up, if you have an opportunity, visit them.
Yes.
Go visit that co-op.
For sure.
Get a feel for, you know, if whether or not it's a good fit for your family.
Right.
And, you know, are they welcoming? Because some are not. I would say most probably are.
Right.
But some are not. Some are very clicky and you don't want to be part of something like that. But go and visit. See how welcoming they are. Do your kids like it? Do they feel comfortable there?
Yeah.
But definitely take some time to, most co-ops nowadays have like an open house day where people can come in and visit. But I would suggest maybe even going on a day that's not an open house day if they will allow you to, so that you can get a really good feel for how they are naturally and not just putting on their best face. So
And pray. You guys, the Lord knows where he wants your children. The Lord knows where he wants you. And just pray God will give you wisdom as to where the best fit is.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.